This is podtech.net. I'm Michael Johnson here on the floor of CTIA 2006 in Las Vegas, Nevada. And with me is Oswin Eleonora, who is also goes by Oz, who is the Vice President of Global Telecoms for Logica CMG. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
So tell me a little bit about Logica CMG. And I understand that it's not a name that a lot of people know, but they, not by name, but certainly by what they've engaged in.
Yes, definitely. Well, first of all, the first way that our all your listeners will know something about Logica CMG is that we actually invented text messaging. So
You invented text messaging.
We invented text messaging.
This is not like Al Gore inventing the internet.
Not even close.
Okay.
The way text messaging was invented was that we had a project that we did for a Scandinavian operator, for two Scandinavian operators who needed a way for network faults to be communicated very quickly to their engineers. That's what text messaging was invented for. It's also the reason why it's in-band messaging rather than out-of-band messaging, which is all what all other IP messaging is about. And that was then turned into a consumer service. That's also why text messaging is the way it is. You know, it's kind of, nobody thought it was going to take off because it wasn't very user-friendly. Well, it wasn't intended to be a user technology, but it became one. And that's one of the things that all your users should know us for. We handle about 70% of all text messaging around the world. 90% of all the carriers in the world that use text messaging use our solutions. And now we've also moved into IP messaging. So we're the leading provider of IP voicemail globally. We're the leading provider of video mail in the world. So all the 3G carriers in Europe, for instance, Hutchison 3G, for instance, who is the most progressive one, the one with the most attractive mobile video solutions, uses our solutions.
So how does that work? Okay, I've got my phone here, and I send a text message to my PodTech buddy Dave all the time. Mm-hmm. How does it work? Okay, I punch in the message on my phone, mm-hmm. I hit the button, it goes through Logica, it goes to Logica, it goes through a Logica application. How does that work?
What happens is that we have our servers, are servers that are embedded into a carrier's network, so it's in the carrier's core network. And actually, especially in the SS7 world, which as we all know is now changing into an IP world, but in the SS7 world, the SMSC is actually acting like a switch. So it's actually part of the whole chain of core network nodes in the network. So what will happen is when you send a text message from your phone, first thing that happens is a signal goes out that checks on the SMSC whether you are actually a user. Now the SMSC obviously goes and checks that with the HLR. That it gets back an acknowledgement, and then what happens is your text message goes from your phone to the SMSC first, so that's essentially a server that's sitting in the network. Then that server will find out which carrier it's supposed to go to, whether it's within the same network or another network, and then pushes it out. And the important thing to know about text messaging that makes it fundamentally different from, for instance, email or instant messaging is that SMS is based on what we call a stop and wait principle. So what that means is that it will check to see if the phone that it's supposed to go to is there, is open or not. If it is, then the message will go out and you will get an acknowledgement that confirms that that message was delivered to the phone. If it's not open, it will actually be stored in the server and will go out as soon as that phone comes on.
That would be another Logica server,
yes,
at the other end.
No, that's actually going directly to the phone. So when you receive a message, the message comes directly from the mobile switch in the network straight to your phone. It doesn't have to go through other servers. That's the industry standard way that SMS works.
And I guess that's why it works.
Exactly, exactly.
Because,
that's part of the reason why it works.
No other industry is controlling it.
Exactly. Now, obviously in the U.S. you have certain different situations where because carriers in the U.S., first of all, not everybody uses the same technology. As you well know, in other parts of the world, the fact that everybody uses GSM has been one of the big catalysts behind the revenues in text messaging. But one of the reasons why in the U.S. it's a little bit different is because people don't use the same technology, and also not all the carriers have peer-to-peer agreements. So in the U.S. you have certain third parties that act as middlemen who actually take the message from one carrier and spit it over to another carrier.
Okay. So are the rules different in the U.S. than they are? Because I know that there are some interesting differences between the way text messaging and other technologies like this have worked in other countries. And I know that in some areas the U.S. is catching up because of regulations and all the different companies that are sort of, I guess the model is more focused on business competition instead of service delivery.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the interesting difference that you have is the lack of peer-to-peer interaction. between carriers. So one of the things that the GSM standard allows is for carriers to make agreements one with the other one directly and say, you're allowed to send messages to my users, I'm allowed to send messages to your users, regardless of what the service is, regardless of what the technology is, right? In the US, you have a little bit more of a going through the middleman type of arrangement, and that, to be honest, slows down a lot of the development. You have a lot of people in the middle who all need to be involved, who all need to be consulted, who all need to get a piece of the pie, and that's also part of what makes it a little bit expensive. I think one of the things that will help us as we get into 3G, as we get into IMS, is that the US carriers as well will start making direct deals with each other, realizing the fact that if I make a deal, even if it's T-Mobile and Singular or Singular and Verizon, the two of them making a deal directly with each other will be more, will be better for their business than for them to say, you know what, I don't really want to deal with you, I'm going to make a deal with this middleman and let the middleman deal with you. It basically just chops up revenue. So if they make a deal together, it will increase the rate at which they can make money. And if you look at that from a user's perspective, what that will do is it will enable me as a user to contact much more directly a friend of mine who might not be a member of the same network, because the messages and the things that I'm sending around don't have to travel 50 different places before they get to that person. It goes straight.
I'm speaking with Oz Eleonora, who is the Vice President of Global Telecoms for Logica CMG. We're here at CTIA 2006 in Las Vegas and talking about wireless, and certainly text messaging is a big part of that. Tell me a little bit about how does video messaging differ from text messaging? Is there a difference, and what kind of different technologies are involved on Logica's behalf?
Well, there's, I think, first of all, we need to understand that sometimes these terms can get mixed up with each other a little bit. So, first of all, text messaging, as I said before, is based on a stop and wait technology that essentially is very akin to IM. The only difference between text messaging and IM is that, like I said, because of the stop and wait, it will actually get saved and still sent out once you come back online. Now, the difference, when you say video mail, in actuality, what most people understand when you say video mail today is kind of like a video...
like an attachment?
Video or? Message okay. That you can restore. So I make a call to you, I make a video call to you, mm-hmm. You're not there, and I leave a video message that basically sits and you can retrieve it. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about something where I can exchange something with you in real time based on video, that's video calling. Okay, so we need to make those kind of distinctions so we know what everybody's talking about. Now, from the perspective of how video mail is going to come into it, I think video mail is very interesting because what it allows is, you see, if you do video streaming, one of the things that you start to do is I'm now requiring you to be dressed a certain way, to look a certain way, and to be wide awake and willing to let me see you for you to pick up that video call.
That's why we love podcasting.
Right?
We're both here in our swimsuits right now.
Now, video mail allows someone to say, okay, I'm just going to leave a message. You can just say, okay, let this person leave a message. I want to see them. It's cool and all, but let them leave a message, and they don't have to see that I'm sitting here in my swimsuit and enjoying a little time around the pool. Right, so video messaging, usually when you're talking about video messaging, you're talking about something that gets recorded and stored somewhere like an email that you can retrieve and look at.
What kinds of stuff are you showing at CTIA Wireless this year?
Well, we're very excited about all the stuff that we're showing at CTIA. One of the things that we want to do in the North American market is highlight our innovation. We are at the forefront of a lot of things that are happening in this world. Like I said before, the first carrier who ever started video calling uses us for video messaging. Some of the earliest MMS messages that went around came from our company. Things we're showing here right now, for instance, to my left here, you can see intelligent charging. What we're offering there are things like very advanced parental control capabilities on messaging. We're offering carriers the ability to give a consumer, for instance, protection by inserting a warning message into a message that's destined for you. So you will get the message, but the carrier can actually, without interrupting the message delivery, put a warning sign in there, for instance, to tell you, you know what, this is spam. If you react to this, you're going to be charged premium. Another thing that we're doing there is enabling carriers to give certain kind of prepaid capabilities to their postpaid users so that you as a user, for instance, even though you have a subscription, you can decide, you know what, but I don't want to spend more than $10 a month on ringtones, and I can insert that into your subscription. So those are advanced capabilities that I can give to my existing users.
and these are all things that work on top of what people have with whichever carrier they have?
Exactly. It doesn't matter which carrier. We obviously can, we work with the carrier and enable the carrier to provide that to the user. Another one that we're highlighting that we're very excited about and getting a lot of good reactions from is our speech browser capability. Now, this is an ability for a carrier, say you and I, you know, we might not be as young as the other people using all of this data stuff, and we can't, you know, our thumbs don't work as fast, but we still want to get maybe some tunes down into our phones. We still want to get maybe some videos down into our phones. Speech browser allows you, with an accuracy that we have not seen before in automatic speech recognition, to offer users a speech interface so they can buy the same existing service today, but through a much easier interface. And you can imagine that, you know, anybody who's not super tech savvy, this opens the market to mass use as opposed to only the high-tech early users. So that's one of the things that we're excited about, and we're seeing a lot of carrier reaction on that as well. Over to my left here, we have several capabilities. One of them that we're very, very excited about is high-speed proxy. What the high-speed proxy is doing is allowing speed browsing. I'll give you an example. Even if you have a 3G network, one of the things that can slow down the service is the handset itself, the capabilities of the handset and the capabilities of certain nodes in the network. We have solutions that can help a carrier to maximize that experience. So a carrier doesn't have to wait for it to go to 3.5G or 4G or HSDPA or all the different acronyms that we've got out there. They actually have solutions today that can help them speed up all of that experience and get you a up to 7 times faster experience on your mobile.
That sounds like Logica is just, I mean, it sounds like it's ubiquitous. It sounds like it's everywhere. Is it something that almost everybody's using right now?
Well, it is something that everybody can use. So one of the things that we pride ourselves upon is that we do not build based on proprietary interfaces. We build based on standard interfacing. So it can be used by any carrier, whether they're CDMA or GSM, it doesn't matter. And we also try to simplify it for the carrier so the carrier doesn't have to worry about which handset you have, so that it's handset agnostic, and therefore, again, it can be enjoyed by any user, whether they have advanced phones or not. I want to mention before we finish, we're standing in front of probably what is the most exciting demo that we have, and it comes from our what we call our U1 suite.
Why don't you describe what we're looking at?
Yeah, let me describe it a little bit. What we're standing in here right now for your audience is we're standing in the middle of what is a living room setup, and this is a living room of the future, if you will. We're standing in front of a flat panel screen, and what we can do in this demo right here, and this is a working technology. This is technology we've sold to very advanced carriers in Europe already. What you can do here, essentially, if you look on your left over there, you'll see that there's a video phone, a fixed line video phone. You'll see that there's a laptop set up on top of the desk right here. Essentially, what we can do here is, you're seeing a movie play right now, Top Gun. We can, say you've got your TiVo remote control. You can record this movie, and now you've got Top Gun on your flat screen. We have, our technology is such that you have a centralized storage that enables you now to go to your computer, open up your instant messaging client, and watch the same movie if you want, or send it to your IM buddy if you want. Conversely, you can go to your IP video phone over there, pick it up, and say, hey, did I remember to record this thing? Quickly punch in the buttons and do the same thing from there. So this is unified communications, what was promised to us all 5 years ago and could never be delivered. We have it live and working right here for you.
Is anybody using this technology right now?
Yes, we have. This has been sold already to two of the most advanced fixed carriers in the world, in Europe, are already deploying this. So this is in Italy and in France. In the U.S. yet, but we're getting there.
You're working on it.
Yes.
Well, if people want to find out a little bit more about what Logica is up to and doing, because it sounds really, really fascinating, just sitting here in the booth and looking around between, you know, the proxy and all of these things and the entertainment stuff as well, where can they go to find out a little bit more about it?
Well, first of all, you can go to our website at logicacmg.com, and we're also always willing to give people a chance to take a look at our capabilities. We have a very advanced and very exciting lab in our Richmond, Virginia development facility where this particular demo that I just talked about, Unified Communications, is set up. We've taken carriers from all over the world into this lab, and they all love it. So you can, you know, get in touch with us through the website. You can also give us a call and get in touch with us, and we'd be more than happy to give you an introduction into the things that we do. Obviously, our company does a lot more than this as well. I mean, let me not close off without saying that what you see here is our telecoms division. Globally, Logica CMG is a company that consists of 30,000 employees. We do over $3 billion of revenue every year. We're growing at a very, very fast pace. We're growing at double-digit percentages every year, both organically and through acquisitions. The U.S. is actually where we have our smallest presence so far, but looking towards the next 12 to 18 months, you'll be hearing a lot about us in this market as well.
Okay. I've been speaking today with Oz Eleonora, who is the Vice President of Global Telecoms for Logica CMG. And again, if you want to find out more about them, you can go to logicacmg.com.
Yes.
A lot of information there. And it's been great and fascinating talking with you today on the podcast.
Appreciate the opportunity and look forward to seeing you again. Thank you very much.